I'd say the oats are.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember if I used the right word otherwise, but anyway.
Okay.
That was my first impression.
Yeah, that's probably
yeah.
Okay, if we had to do something today, the two of us, we could say, all right, we'll have to do it, or you might say, have to do it. And not using names, you're just going to use pronouns. You'd say,
he and I
okay.
have to do it.
Or if you were pointing to me and I was present in the room, you'd say,
you and I.
Okay. And if somebody wanted us for a job and they didn't want just me or just you, but they wanted what?
They wanted us for the job.
Okay, or what of us?
Both of us.
Okay. Say a friend of yours and you are coming over to see me. You'd say, we're coming over.
A friend of
yours. So you, your boyfriend and you are coming to see me.
We are coming to see you.
Okay, but if you were going to separate that and use two
pronouns. And use two pronouns.
Yeah.
He and I are coming to see you.
Okay. If you knock at the door and people inside say, who's there? And you know that they know your voice. So you just say,
it's me.
Okay. And say we're sitting here expecting some man. And he knocks at the door and you say, oh, it's only
him.
Okay. And if it's a woman, you'd say it's only
her.
Okay. And if it's two people, you'd say
it's him and her.
Or
it's them.
Okay. Compared to how tall you are, you might say he's not as tall
as I am.
Okay. And comparing how tall you are again, you might say, I'm not as
tall as he is.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something, you might say, he can do it better than
I can.
Okay. And if a person had been to New Mexico, say, and hadn't been any more west, you'd say New Mexico is as
far as he's been.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you would say it's
hers.
Okay. Well, if I was present, you'd say
it's hers. It's yours.
Okay. And if it belonged to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
Okay. And if it belonged to them, somebody else?
It's theirs.
Okay. Or to him?
His.
Okay. And if people have been to visit you and they're about to leave, you say to them, come back again. It's a form of address.
I'd say you all come back again.
Okay.
But I would.
Would you ever use expression, y'all come?
No.
Okay.
But I use y'all all the time.
Okay, yeah. If somebody has been to a party over here, say, at your house, and they started to leave, and you were getting their coats and things for them, you might say to them, where are coats?
Where are their coats?
Okay, but you're talking to those the people.
Where are your coats?
Okay, okay. Asking about people who had been to a party that you had to miss, you might ask somebody, had been there. You want to know which of your friends were there? How many of your friends were there? Mm-hmm. So you would say, was there?
Who was there?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
A group of children that obviously belong to more than one family. And you might ask about, children are they?
Whose children are they?
Okay. Would you ever say, let me ask you the next one. If you're asking, say you want to hear a speech and you had to miss it, and you want to know not just part of what he said, but you want to know all of what the speaker said, you might say, did he say?
What all did he say?
Okay.
I'm goody.